Jaron Lanier is the computer scientist who popularized the concept of virtual reality back in the 80s. He founded the first company to sell virtual reality products. And with his recent book, You Are Not a Gadget, he's become one of the go-to thinkers about computers and society. And Strange Champs discovered that Lanier also has a secret passion. He loves cephalopods. You know, squishy animals, like the squid and the octopus.
Long ago, when I was working on virtual reality, I was really interested in this notion that if people had really great virtual reality capabilities in the future, if instead of using words, you could just make up reality directly, that there might be a whole new level of intimacy and meaning possible between people. And I find that to be one of the most interesting things to think about, because there could be a future in which communication between people becomes incredibly more rich and intense than what we've known so far. Now, as it happens, evolution on Earth is awfully creative, and she's come up with a creature that can do some of that. So some of the cephalopods, some of the cuttlefish and octopus can morph. They can just at will project images on their bodies and change their shape and turn into different things. It's just the wildest thing, and they do great stuff with it. For instance, there's a cuttlefish that hunts for armored crabs, and it's just a little soft thing. They're kind of like people in that they're these soft creatures that have to live by their wits instead of by their brawn. And the way they hunt is with psychedelic art. They turn into these weird morphing displays that just totally stun the crab so then they can swoop in for the kill. It's just an amazing thing to watch.
Wow.
And essentially what I want to do with virtual reality is turn people into cephalopods. And there's one other little piece to this, which is why aren't cephalopods running the planet? Because they are just amazingly smart. They're this whole other evolutionary line that generated big brains. And the one secret weapon we have that gives us this planetary rule function, for better or for worse, is that we have childhood. We can accumulate knowledge and wisdom across generations, and the cephalopods don't. Each generation just emerges from the egg and has to learn all over again. If they had childhood, they would definitely rule the planet. So the way I think of it is a person with really good virtual reality would be similar to a cephalopod with childhood.
Do they have actual cognitive abilities that we don't have?
Yeah, they're better at three-dimensional thinking in some ways than we are. And they have an incredible somatic mind, meaning that what they can do with their bodies is just astonishing. They practically have a brain that's distributed across all those tentacles. And tentacle-eye coordination might be a more impressive thing than hand-eye coordination.
When you say they think in three dimensions, what is that like?
Well, I haven't ever actually been one, although I've tried to imagine what it would be like. You know, people's cognition is basically not quite three-dimensional. It's sort of 2.5D. But they really do exist in a fully three-dimensional world where they can move around on jet power and go in any direction at any time and are aware of the entirety of their surroundings, whereas we're mostly just looking ahead.
You know, most people encounter them primarily on restaurant menus. Do you eat them?
No. One of the things I've always struggled with is this question of the circle of empathy. What things do you empathize with enough not to eat? So I don't empathize with computers. They're just pure tools. And if there was an edible computer, I would eat it. Similarly, I've decided, having raised chickens, that to me, they're not... Well, I think in the book I call them servo-controlled feathery devices or something. So I will eat chickens. But see, the thing is, this is very personal. I have a buddy who loves chickens so much that he actually designed this tele-cuddling suit where he can, from a distance at work, cuddle his pet chickens and they can feel it and he can feel them. So he will not eat chicken. And we have to just accept that each other have different takes on some of these issues of exactly where the edge of the circle of empathy should be. But at least in my case, having experienced cephalopod intelligence, I just really can't eat them, even the little tiny ones that are on menus. And I'm not going to claim that that's rational or that anyone else should do it. It's just me.
Virtual reality pioneer Jaron Lanier talking with Anne Strange Chimps.